The industrial landscape, simplified buildings and matchstick figures in this painting are characteristic of L.S. Lowry's depictions of working class life in Lancashire in the interwar years. Although he attended art school in Manchester and Salford, Lowry described himself as self-taught, and he was famed for his deliberately naive paintings. It is likely that this work, painted in 1937, is a combination of elements from several different views of Lowry's home in Pendlebury. The rooftops and chimney stacks in this painting appear in other works by Lowry, including in a preparatory study of a town on the back of the canvas of this painting. This study gives us a vital insight into Lowry's artistic practice by showing that he often reworked and revisited some of his favourite views when creating new paintings. The prominence of the mission room in this painting, the equivalent of a modern-day community centre, perhaps indicates Lowry's desire for refuge and sanctuary from his real-life concerns. Throughout the 1930s, Lowry cared for his bedridden mother. This placed huge emotional strain on the artist, perhaps contributing to the development of the muted, distant tone of this work. Lowry casts himself as an observer of, rather than a participant in, the world around him, highlighting his loneliness at this time. "Had I not been lonely," Lowry once said, "none of my works would have happened."